here's a story from The World.
Since Monday, more than 8,000 migrants have arrived on the beaches of the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. It's a Spanish port city on the northwestern tip of Morocco, not in Spain proper. Many of the migrants are arriving in Ceuta exhausted from swimming from neighboring Morocco. Others are getting to Ceuta on inflatable rafts. Many are children. The videos being shared online of their reception are stark. They show Spanish soldiers beating migrants and throwing them into the sea on the Moroccan border. Jonathan Zaragoza Cristiani follows migration from Morocco at the University of York. Jonathan, the location of Ceuta is important. Sketch a rough map of it for us, please.
So Ceuta is a tiny Spanish enclave that sits on the northern shores of Morocco's Mediterranean coast. And it forms one of the European Union's only land borders with and in Africa. It's situated 250 miles further south. It's actually a Spanish territory since the 15th century. Ceuta is coveted by Morocco, and actually they have been for a long time a flashpoint in diplomatic relations between both countries.
How far are these migrants swimming to reach Ceuta?
They have to swim more or less a mile.
Now, Spain has sent troops, military trucks, and helicopters to greet these migrants. Why are they arriving in Ceuta now?
What has most likely happened is that Morocco stopped cooperating for a few hours or days with Spain. And when all these migrants, sub-Saharans or Moroccans and Algerians knew about it, they took advantage of this situation and they tried to enter.
Now, as I understand it, there's a backstory here, a diplomatic dispute between Spain and Morocco, which may explain why Morocco eased up and let all sorts of migrants through. And that is that the leader of a rebel group that has fought for independence of Western Sahara from Morocco, he's receiving treatment in a hospital in Spain. What's the evidence that the huge number of migrants arriving in Ceuta is related to that?
For 25 years, Morocco has instrumentalized migration. And every time Spain was not giving substantial compensations for the cooperation that Morocco was giving to Spain controlling migrants, Morocco was, for a few days, hours, stopping to control the borders. And that's when there was an unexpected inflow. These events with the Polisario leader most likely triggered this setting situation for Morocco, but most likely Spain stopped sending investment, sending aid for development, and this has been the last straw for Morocco. And with this 6,000 to 8,000 migrants, Morocco has tried to punish Spain for not cooperating enough with them.
You mentioned the Polisario Front, and that is the rebel group that has been trying to win independence for Western Sahara. And so the leader of the Polisario Front, I understand he's suffering from COVID and he's in a hospital in Spain. Now, you think Morocco eased the way for migrants to move from Morocco into Ceuta. Is that opening now closed?
Yes. As soon as there was a big inflow like this one, Spain reacts very quickly. The two governments meet. Spain gives an important amount of money for Morocco to support them cooperating on migration control. And most likely in the coming weeks, things are going to get calm, or even in the coming days, I would say that no more big inflows are going to happen.
Jonathan Zaragoza Cristiani researches migration from Morocco at the University of York. We've been speaking to him from Barcelona. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Carol.
From PRX.